This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be the home team tonight. They are on the top of the bracket. They were the 2 seed in subsectional A. Greenville, the number 1 seed in subsectional B. They are on the bottom of the brackets. They're in the road black uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the white and the blue. Greenville in blue lettering across the front of the road blacks. For Hillsboro, they're in the home whites, trimmed out on the orange and the black toppers in orange lettering across the front. It doesn't get any better than this for high school basketball. Boys, girls, doesn't matter. Gym is absolutely packed to the rafters. The winner will play in the Super Sectional and be in the Elite Eight on Monday night. Eric Saunders will throw the ball up. He's with Kevin Grigg and Stanley Brammeyer. Halliman and Matush to jump. And Halliman wins the tap, and the sectional final is underway. Man-to-man for Hillsboro to start. Halliman goes down to Fritschke. Left block, left hand, and it rolls down for Nancy Fritschke. First bucket of the night to the Comets, as they will sit in that 2-3 zone piece. Matush brings it right side of the key, leaves it for Rupert on the right wing. Between the circles, the Scroggins on the wing to Rupert. Skip pass to Meyer. Dangerous pass tipped by Cantrell. She is fouled by Scroggins. Two free throws for Allie Cantrell. The quickness of Cantrell got into that passing lane. 7:28 for the opening quarter. And Cantrell, the 5'8 senior, at the foul line. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Stays 2-0 Greenville as Cantrell will get a second free throw. Tester and Matush in the low block position for the toppers. Second free throw for Allie. That one rattled out, no good. Rebound, though, belongs to Fritschke. She kicks it out to Gertis, and Greenville can reset. Hillsboro's going to have to block out tonight and make sure Greenville goes one and done. That's a big rebound for Fritschke. And now it's thrown away by Pickett. Matush picks it off. Sammy into the front court. Rupert left wing. Bounce pass to Matush. Middle of the lane. Works on Holloman. Goes up partially blocked. Picked up by Tester. Up and in for Claire. And we are tied at 2. Claire Tester really good on the boards. Rupert almost got the steal. Into the hands of Pickett. In the corner to Holloman. Skip pass to Fritschke. Rises. Middle of the lane. Left hand finish good for Nancy Fritschke. She has the 4 Greenville points, 4-2 Comets, 6:40 opening quarter. Both student sections on their feet. The Hillsboro student section has half of the stage taken up here in Topper Town. Left wing with Meyer. Skip pass to Rupert. Aubrey had to haul it down with one hand. Into the hands of Matush now in the right corner. Sammy off to Scroggins. Hillsboro trying to solve this 2-3 zone. Here is Meyer. One dribble, pulls up. Missed it, and the rebound down to Pickett for Greenville. Riley Pickett will race it into the front court to the foul line, all the way to the rim. Left hand finish good for Riley Pickett. Ball was almost jarred loose, but a good strong finish and take from Pickett. 6-2, Greenville leads. 2 minutes gone by opening quarter. Bounce pass to Rupert, tipped away, and it's turned over. Picked up by the Comets. Hillsboro's second turnover. Hillsboro tried to force it into the middle of that zone. Pickett gets into the lane again. Kicks out to Gertis. Left wing, middle of the lane to Fritschke. She will spin middle out to Cantrell. Allie dribble drive, pulls up, part of the lane, off the heel and down for Allie Cantrell. Her first bucket and an early 8-2 lead for Greenville. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Toppers have turned it over twice. Top of the key with Scroggins. Gets into the paint, kicks to Meyer. Kylie for 3, air ball. And the rebound is saved by Gertis to Halliman. Off to Allie Cantrell. Allie on the right wing, middle of the lane. Fritschke, 14-footer, yes, for Nancy Fritschke. And I think Brett Tinkin's going to need a timeout, and he'll take it right there. 5:05 for the opening quarter. A 10-2 start for Greenville. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. A quick start for Greenville. They're out to a 10-2 lead. Hillsboro has looked uncomfortable against this 2-3 zone early. Hit 13 threes, a school record when they beat them in the regular year. Scroggins works to the right wing in the corner to Meyer. feeds Tester at the foul line. One dribble, pulls up, off the heel, too strong. Claire gets her own rebound and kicks out to Rupert. Aubrey for three, missed it over the top of the backboard and then went down, but that will not count. It'll be over to Greenville. Hillsborough just needs to calm down, take a couple of deep breaths, settle into this ball game. Greenville, though, has punched him right in the mouth to start. Cantrell out between the circles, on the wing. Now down on the block to Holloman. Megan rises up, off the window, it's good for Megan Holloman. Greenville won three of the four quarters in that regular season game. Hillsborough won the second quarter 23-7, and that was enough to win the game. But Greenville won three of the four quarters. Scroggins in the corner. Rupert, Aubrey for three, got it. Aubrey Rupert knocks down the corner pocket triple. That makes it 12-5 Greenville, halfway through the opening quarter. Cantrell right back at you, off the window, it's good for Allie Cantrell. She has four, as Greenville getting good looks at the rim early. Meyer on the right wing, baseline to Tester. Claire Tester. Out front to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins crosses over to the left elbow, kicks to Matouche. Sammy for three. Got it. Sammy Matouche hits the triple. Back-to-back trips with three balls. And it's a six-point lead for Greenville, 14-8. Got to keep them coming. 3:35 for the opening quarter. Here's Riley Pickett in the corner to Holloman. Down to Fritschke. Tipped away by Matouche, but right to Gertis. And Greenville will reset. In the corner to Holloman. She ball fakes the three. Left elbow feed to Fritschke in the corner. Three ball, yes. Madison Gertis knocks down the three out of the left corner. 17-8 Greenville. 3:15, first quarter. Matouche right back at you. No, too strong. And the rebound down to Gertis and the Comets. Long outlet to Pickett. Meyer is back, and the foul is in the act of shooting. That ball almost went down for Pickett as it just rolled out. Two free throws for Riley Pickett. Second team foul on Hillsborough. First personal on Kylie Meyer. First free throw for Pickett. Off the heel and down for Riley. She has three first quarter points. The lead is 10 for Greenville. Second free throw for Pickett is good. Biggest lead of the night for the Comets. It is 11, 19-8, 3 minutes for the first quarter. Pickett, top of the key. Bounce pass to Rupert on the left wing, right back to Jade. Jade goes behind the back. Meyer in the right corner. Bounce pass on the baseline to Tester. Claire finds Sammy. Matouche keeps a dribble alive on the baseline. Underneath the rim, reverse layup. Good for Matouche. She went right at Holloman. Five for Sammy. 9-point lead for Greenville. 2:35 for the opening quarter. Gertis, left wing, three, missed it. Rebound tipped around, it goes to Fritschke off the window, and she got it. Hillsborough's got to do a better job on the glass. 21-10 Greenville. Matouche on the right wing, bounce pass to Tester. Claire will put it on the floor, wheels around, rises up, missed it. Rebound is tipped around off of Matouche. It'll be Greenville ball. The two offensive rebounds Greenville has gotten, they have cashed into points. Full court pressure now from the Toppers. Into Gertis. Off to Cantrell on the right side. Right back to Madison Gertis. Into the hands of Pickett, still in the back court. And Riley will come across the timeline. Now she gets to the left elbow. Dumps it down to Fritschke. Spins middle. Stripped by Rupert. Greenville's second turnover. Into the hands of Jade Scroggins. To Meyer on the right wing. Back to Jade. Jade, she'll fire the three. Missed it badly. And the rebound is saved by Rupert, but right to Cantrell. Allie Cantrell, and then a block on Matouche at midcourt. First on Sammy, third team foul, with 105 seconds for the opening quarter. A 21-10 Greenville lead. Comets have come out ready to play here in this sectional final. Pickett, top of the key. That ball's jarred loose by Matouche. Picked up off the floor by Meyer. Kylie, bounce pass. Sammy, three ball. Around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Holloman. She's going to be tied up by Tester. And the Toppers have it on the arrow. Greenville has so much length. When they close out on those shooters, you almost feel like you got to put a little extra arc on the basketball. Scroggins, bounce pass into Tester. Claire spins around off the window. Too strong, missed it. Got to convert those. Rebound down to Holloman for the Comets. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Cantrell comes into the front court, and that passes through Pickett's hands out of bounds. Fourth, Greenville turnover. Macy Blankenship checks in for Hillsboro, 6-foot junior. She'll replace Rupert. In for Greenville, we have Katie Hutchinson, a 5'7 senior, and Natalie Eiberg, a 5'8 sophomore. Clock running, 70 seconds, first quarter. 21-10, Comets lead. Here's Reynolds at the foul line. She will spin, face a sag off Macy, now on the baseline to Matouche. Sammy puts it on the deck, rises up too strong, and the rebound down to Holloman. Hillsboro not making shots here in the first quarter. That pass almost stolen, found its way to Eiberg. She's cut off the baseline by Meyer. Now out front to Gertis. Down in the middle of the lane, Holloman forced it, missed it. Rebound down to Tester, and she's going to be fouled. First foul on the Comets with 42.7 seconds for the first quarter. They will get Eiberg on the personal on the reach-in. Tester out, and Macy Blankenship is into the contest for Hillsboro, 6-foot junior. 40 seconds for the first quarter. Everything a challenge for the Toppers right now. Greenville getting much easier looks on their offensive possessions. They feed the post to Blankenship. Finds Reynolds on the attack. Oh, too strong. Rebound, Matouche, and it goes. 7 first quarter points for Matouche. 21-12 Comets. 20 seconds for the first quarter. Cantrell handling out near midcourt. High post feed to Holloman. She will dribble handoff to Eiberg. Oh, on the roll, and then Holloman missed the bunny. 8 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Matouche. 5 seconds. Sammy pulls up. Volleyball spike line around and out. Rebound. Blankenship. Scroggins at the horn, and it is no good. After 8 minutes, it is the Greenville Comets 21, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 12. You're listening to the 2A sectional final on WSMI. A strong first quarter for Greenville. They lead Hillsboro 21-12, and the Comets will get the basketball to start the second quarter. An amazing energy in the gymnasium here tonight. People standing in all sorts of different places here tonight just to get a look. Happy to be in the gymnasium. Probably 1,500 strong here tonight. Here's Cantrell, left side of the key. Lobs it down to Fritschke, and she's fouled by Blankenship. Nice high-low action that time from Cantrell to Fritschke. Fourth team foul on Hillsboro. They will get Macy Blankenship with her first personal. Greenville was 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the first quarter. Hillsboro did not attempt a foul shot. Free throw rattles out for Fritschke. Nancy had 8 first quarter points. Matouche had 7 for the Toppers. Micaiah Harston in for Hillsboro, 5'8 sophomore, replacing Blankenship. Second free throw for Fritschke, good. She gets 1 out of 2, back to a 10-point lead for Greenville. 22-12, 7:40, first half. Matouche, top of the key. Works right wing on the baseline to Harston. Micaiah, bad pass. Boy, she had a lane to the rim, didn't take it, and then a travel on Greenville. Hillsboro fortunate there as Hutchinson went to her knees and then rolled around for the turnover. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers and Matouche. Sammy will get it out to Scroggins. Return pass to Matouche in the right corner. Sammy puts it on the deck. She wants to attack. Gets to the heart of the lane. Tough shot, missed it. Rebound, Harston. Follow is good for Micaiah. 22-14 Greenville. 7:15 for the first half. Here's Riley Pickett on the right wing. Toppers now in a 2-3 zone. Hutchinson in the corner it goes to Gertis. On the block, Fritschke. Nice spin with the left hand, missed it, and then she commits the foul on Meyer. First foul on Fritschke, second team foul on Greenville. 7:04 for the first half. 22-14 Greenville leading. Comets hit 1-3 in that first quarter. Hillsboro hit 2. Scroggins, high post, bad pass, but Reynolds able to secure it. Meyer on the left wing, gets it out to Sammy. The pressure of Greenville right now has Hillsboro unsettled. That pass was kicked, and it'll be out of bounds to Hillsboro. They've got the length and the quickness to make that 2-3 zone piece a nightmare for the opponent. Matouche will throw it in from the baseline. Bounce pass. Harston rejected and fouled by Fritschke. That's her second. She followed through. She wound up and blocked it emphatically. If she would have just tipped it away, she probably would have been good. But she got Harston on the follow through. First free throws of the night for the Toppers. It's the sophomore, Nakia Harston. Free throw is off the mark. Fritschke out, Holloman back in for Greenville. Holloman and Fritschke were both in foul trouble in their semifinal win over Porta. Harston will get her second toss. The young sophomore. Free throw is no good, missed the pair. And the rebound down to Holloman. Stays an 8-point lead for the Comets. 6:40 for the first half. Cantrell off to Iberg. She drives right down the heart of the lane. Stripped, knocked away from Holloman by Harston, but then picked up in the corner by Hutchinson. Greenville maintains. Iberg, corner three. Yes. It was a long two. Long two for Natalie Iberg. Off the loose ball. Matouche on the left wing. Splits through a double team. Sammy all the way to the rim. Layup good. Boy, she is so tough. 9 for Matouche. She's over 2,800 points now for her career. Came into tonight needing 23 points for 2,800 for her career. In the corner with Hutchinson. On the block to Holloman. She is doubled. Harston cuts her off the baseline. Kicks to Pickett. 4-3. Air ball. And it's secured by Harston. Nakia will leave it off for Jade Scroggins. An 8-point lead for the Comets. Here's Meyer. Matouche. Corner pocket. 3. Got it. Sammy Matouche with a dozen. And the Toppers had the lead down to 5, 24-19, 5:35 first half. Pickett left elbow and a foul. Oh, for Sammy, that was silly. That's her second. Fifth team foul. And that, obviously, is the one player Hillsborough can ill afford to lose. Meyer will check out. Rupert will check in. Sammy has to be extremely careful now. 5:34. For the first half, she's playing with two. Cantrell looking. Lobs it into Hutchinson, way out on the left wing. She will turn the corner, spins at the left elbow. Attacks, fouled by Rupert, and free throws for Hutchinson. 16 foul on Hillsborough at the 5:27 mark of the first half. 24-19 Greenville. They've led the entire way. Got out to a 10-2 lead. Led by as many as 11 in the half. Hutchinson's free throw, no good. With this type of crowd and this type of atmosphere, nothing free at the foul line tonight. Second free throw, good. Katie gets one out of two. The lead is 6 for Greenville, 25-19. Matouche with two fouls brings it into the front court. Sammy. Top of the key, spins away from trouble. Rises up and knocks it down. Sammy Matouche, 14 first half points. The lead is down to 4. Topper showing full court pressure. Pickett gets it to Iberg. Bounce pass to Cantrell as they come across the timeline. Right back to Natalie Iberg. Here's Hutchinson. Down in the block, Holloman missed it. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Matouche almost went over the back right there. That would have been her third and extremely game-changing. 25-21 Greenville. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets. They lob to Pickett. Left wing. Puts it on the floor. Kicks. Cantrell. 3. Missed it off the heel. Rebound to Holloman. Stripped away by Reynolds, but picked up by Megan, and she gets it off to Hutchinson. Kicks out to Cantrell. Dribble drive and a hand check on Jade Scroggins. That is Jade's second personal foul. 7th team foul, and Hillsborough is over the limit. Greenville will shoot free throws the rest of the half on every topper foul. Scroggins with 2, Matouche with 2. Free throws for Allie Cantrell. She missed 2 in the first quarter. She has 4 points. And that one rattles down. 5 for Allie. Back to a 5-point lead for Greenville. 4:45 for the first half. Cantrell lines up the second toss, and we have a violation. Who's it on? It's on Greenville. Lane violation. Cantrell missed the toss anyway, but it wouldn't have mattered. It'll go down officially as a missed free throw for Cantrell. 26-21. Toppers have done a fantastic job to hang tough. They weathered a quick start from Greenville. Scroggins on the right wing. Probing that 2-3 zone. Then she threw it away. Looking for Rupert in the corner. Just airmailed it. Third Hillsborough turnover. It would have gone off the wall in the north end, except there's people standing over there, so it hit them. Iberg leaves it for Pickett way out on the left wing. In the corner to Holloman. Nancy Fritschke on the bench with two fouls for Greenville. Cantrell out front leaves it for Iberg on the right wing. Back to Alley. Cantrell. Dribble drive down the heart of the lane. Missed it. Rebound to Holloman. The putback won't go. Cantrell's follow. No. Holloman again. No. It's out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Point blank look after point blank look for Greenville, and they couldn't put it home. The size of Holloman at 6'4", a big problem for Hillsborough. They had her blocked out, but at 6'4", she's just able to go over the top. Now she spins in the pick and roll. Missed it. Rebound. Knocked away, picked up by Rupert off the floor. Good job by Emily Reynolds to body up Holloman. Sammy. And we have a block on Greenville. She was moving. The Common fans don't like it. They wanted the third on Matouche, but that was a block all the way. Third team foul, baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. For Riley Pickett, her first. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Scroggins will throw it in. Jade will outlet to Matouche at the volleyball spike line. 3:50 first half. Sammy rises for three, missed it, and the rebound to Harston. Nakaya blocked, picked up underneath by Rupert. Aubrey kicks out to Jade. Scroggins into the lane, pivots around, finds Harston underneath, rejected by Holloman, picked up by Matouche. No, Harston will go up strong, blocked by Holloman. Ball to the floor, picked up by the Toppers, and they get it out to midcourt to Rupert. What a ball game. Reynolds dribble drive, and she's fouled by Holloman. Great second, third, and fourth efforts there from the Toppers. We saw Greenville on the other end. Great work on the offensive glass. Hillsborough just did it on this end of the floor. The foul on Holloman is her first, team's fifth. At the free throw line, Emily Reynolds. Hillsborough 0-2 tonight at the stripe. They trail by 5, 3:25 for the first half. Free throw is good. Hit the front rim, the side rim, the back rim, and down it goes. Macy Blankenship returns for the Toppers, replacing Nakaya Harston. Great minutes from Harston off the bench. The Toppers must get Matouche and Scroggins through the locker room without picking up their third fouls. Hillsborough trailed by as many as 11. This could make it a one-possession game. Reynolds eyes up the toss and knocks it down. Big tosses there for the 5'8 junior. And she will check out, and Kylie Meyer returns as Hillsborough sets up full court pressure. 26-23 Greenville. Middle of the floor to Iberg. She will race into the front court. Finds Holloman. That pass tipped, stolen. Picked up by Blankenship. Toppers can tie with a three. Into the hands of Matouche. Sammy, right wing to Meyer. On the block to Blankenship. Down to Sammy. Matouche, yes. Crawled over the front of the rim. 16 first half points for Sammy. And the Toppers have it within one. Pickett across the timeline, left elbow. Matouche has to let her go. Now she's cut off the baseline. Out to Cantrell. Wide open three. She canned it. Allie Cantrell with 8 points, and the lead is back to 4 for Greenville. Great ball game here. 2:45 first half. Matouche hands off to Meyer. Kylie Meyer brings it across the head of the key. Spins away from Cantrell. Off to Scroggins in the corner. Rupert for three. Yes! Aubrey Rupert buries the triple. Back to a one-point game, 29-28 Greenville. Pickett cut off the sideline. Middle of the floor it goes to Hannah Simpson, who's checked in for the Comets. Pickett has it. Left wing, Riley Pickett working on Meyer. In the corner to Megan Holloman. Out front to Cantrell. Kicks it. Pickett, three, left it short, and the rebound down to Meyer. Toppers can take their first lead of the night. Here comes Matouche into the front court. Scroggins on the right wing. Right back to Sammy. Bounce pass to Blankenship. Airballed it from about 5 feet. Off the contest from Holloman. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half. 29-28 Comets. High post to Holloman. Back out front to Cantrell. On the left wing to Iberg. In the corner it goes to Pickett. Riley Pickett drives the baseline, lost the handle, and did she travel? Yes, she did. She lost the handle on the way up and took that extra step. Exactly 100 seconds for the first half of play. Claire Tester returns. Blankenship will sit. 29-28 Greenville. They have led the entire way. Toppers had a chance in the last possession to take their first lead. Here's Matouche. Bounce pass to Tester. Return pass to Sammy. Nice ball fake on Holloman. Rises up. Missed it. And the rebound down to Megan Holloman. Great contestant there from the 6'4 junior, Megan Holloman. Cantrell all the way to the rim. Layup good. Cantrell in the double figures with 10. 3-point lead. Toppers will throw to midcourt to Aubrey Rupert. She will hand off to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins. Dribble drive kicks to Aubrey. Rupert crosses over. Gets in the paint. Bounce pass to Tester. Bounce pass back to Rupert. She'll rise from the foul line. Missed it. And the rebound down to Simpson for Greenville. Final minute, first half. 31-28 Comets. Cantrell dribble drive. Kicks it to Simpson on the right wing. Hannah Simpson works back right side. Layup is no good. Rolled off. Rebound down to Tester. 45 seconds for the first half of play. Here comes Matouche. Down on the baseline to Tester. Return pass to Sammy. Floats it up and in. 18 first half points for Matouche. She's 5 points away from 2,800 for her career. 31-30. No one back for Hillsboro. Simpson's layup is good. Matouche was the only one back. She had to let her go, playing with two fouls. 20 seconds for the first half. Hillsboro can hold for the final shot. A 3-point lead for the Comets. Jade Scroggins, high post to Tester. Claire will turn and face. Bounce pass to Sammy with 7 seconds. Meyer with 5 seconds. Matouche, ball fake, rises. Top of the key, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Holloman, and that's the half. What a first half. Both fan bases will rise to their feet and applaud their teams heading off the floor. A high-level first half. Greenville led 21-12 after one as we hit halftime. It is Greenville 33, Hillsboro 30. You're listening to the 2A sectional final on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this sectional final here on WSMI FM Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Hillsboro will get the basketball to start the second half, trailing by three. Meyer, Scroggins, Tester, Rupert, and Matouche for Hillsboro. On the baseline to Claire Tester. Gets it out to Matouche. Cantrell, Fritschke, Holloman, Pickett, and Gertis for Greenville. That's a three ball off the mark for the Toppers, and Greenville down with the rebound. 16 minutes to decide who will go to the Elite Eight on Monday night. Holloman bounces down to Fritschke. She's all alone off the window. It's good. 11 points for Nancy Fritschke. Matouche had the defense there fronting Fritschke, and you could hear her yelling for help as the lob was coming, but there was nothing the Toppers could do. That bad pass by Matouche turned over. Picked off by Riley Pickett. Cut off by Scroggins. Stripped by Scroggins off of Jade, and it'll be Greenville ball. Great hustle that time from Jade Scroggins. A 5-point lead for the Comets. 35-30. Baseline out of bounds. They get it into Cantrell, the inbounder. She will work to the foul line. Turns the corner, kicks to Pickett. Nice ball fake on the three. That ball is picked off by Matouche. Picked up off the floor by Tester. Here comes Sammy into the front court. Matouche, contact, no whistle. We play on. Well officiated game so far. Baseline Tester. Return pass to Sammy right at Holloman. Oh, and it goes down with English for Sammy Matouche. She has 20. That thing crawled on the right side of the rim, spun to the front side, looked like it was going to fall off, and kicked in. 35-32. Greenville leads with the ball. Fritschke down low to Holloman. Deep position. Goes up, left it short. Rebound down to Tester. Great defense from Claire Tester. Toppers can tie with a three. Matouche down on the block to Tester. Claire off the window too strong, and the rebound down to Fritschke. Claire hesitated just for a moment and then was too strong with the shot. Cantrell, nice slip pass to Fritschke off the window. It's good. A baker's dozen for Nancy Fritschke. She is a load. 37-32 Greenville. 6 minutes for the third quarter. Off to Jade Scroggins. Left wing to Meyer. Here's Rupert. She's going to dribble into a three ball. Aubrey, too strong, and the rebound down to Holloman. Comets lead by five with the ball. That pass is tipped away by Matuch as they were looking for Frischke on the outlet. It'll be Greenville ball. They will throw it in from the right corner on the sideline. 5:48 for the third quarter. Gertis will get it into Cantrell. Alley, bounce pass off to Pickett. She picks up her dribble left side of the key. Hillsborough man-to-man defense here to start. That pass is tipped away by Matuch, and it's going to be saved by Fritschke on the baseline, but then she stepped out of bounds. Ninth Greenville turnover. Good denial that time from Matuch and Tester to force the turnover. Scroggins will bring it into the front court with a slow jog. Off to Meyer, left side of the key. Kylie had trouble with the handle, now leaves it for Rupert. On the baseline to Tester. Bounce pass Matuch, rises up, yes, for Sammy Matuch. 22 points, she's one away from 2,800 for her career. Three-point lead for Greenville. 5:10, third quarter. Cantrell, deep three, back rimmed it. Rebound down to Meyer. Can she pick it up off the floor? She kicks it away, but it goes right to Scroggins. Here comes Jade to Matuch. Sammy pulls up, 16-footer. Yes! Sammy Matuch has 24, and she's gone over 2,800 for her amazing career. 37-36 Comets. Down to Fritsch. They lob again. Nancy goes up. This time it rattles out. Rebound off the window, picked up by Matuch. Here comes Hillsborough looking for the first lead. Sammy to Rupert to Meyer for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Scroggins. Back to Kylie in the left corner. Bounce pass to Scroggins. Jade on the baseline. Dumps it down. Tester, heart of the lane. She doesn't want to shoot it. Oh, she spins around. Wide open off the window. It's good. And the Toppers have their first lead of the night. 38-37. 4:20, third quarter. And Colin Dothaker wants a timeout. You can't even hear the whistle in the gymnasium. Can't even hear the whistle. 38-37. Hillsborough with the lead. 4:20 for the third quarter. Back to Hillsborough following these messages. The Toppers have battled back from 11 down in the first half. Now Pickett loses the basketball, and we're going to get a jump ball and the arrow to Greenville. Riley Pickett might be hurt. She lost the handle, went to the floor quickly, and she's going to be helped to her feet by her teammate. She is definitely in some pain, and now Pickett going to be helped off the floor by Nancy Fritschke. Big loss for the Comets if Riley Pickett is unable to return. Onto the floor is Natalie Eiberg, the 5'8 sophomore. Pickett at the end of the bench, bent over, hands on knees. Here comes Cantrell to the 10, blocked and fouled by Meyer. Free throws for Allie Cantrell. First foul the half on Hillsborough, and they will get Kylie Meyer. That's her second. Pickett clutching at her left foot, maybe the ankle. Two free throws for Cantrell. She's one of four tonight, left that short. 38-37 Hillsborough. Tester and Matuch in the low block position. They have to block out Fritschke and Holloman. That is easier said than done. Second free throw, that's short, and the rebound down to Tester. Greenville now just 5 of 12 at the foul line. Halfway through the third quarter. Matuch, right wing to Scroggins. Jade, dribble drive, bounce pass to Tester. Claire, back to Jade. 16-footer. Scroggins almost banked it in. Rebound to Tester, and she's fouled. That is three on Nancy Fritschke. Claire Tester, Nakia Harston doing great work tonight on the boards for the Toppers. Sammy's got the scoring. The other Toppers got to do the other things to win. Matuch out front to Scroggins. Jade, return pass to Matuch, heart of the lane. Sammy kicks it to Rupert. Scroggins now right side of the key. Aubrey for three. Got it! Aubrey Rupert knocks down the triple. She has nine. Comets trail by four, their biggest deficit of the night. Full court pressure into the hands of Eiberg. She will dribble around as she crosses midcourt and leaves it for Cantrell. Alley to the foul line. Fritschke for three. Missed it. Followed her shot and put it up and in. Nancy knew that was off as soon as she released it. Shooter always the first to know. 15 for Fritschke, a two-point lead for the Toppers. Scroggins, Tester, baseline, yes. Claire Tester knocks it down from 12. She has six, the lead back to four. 3 minutes, third quarter, full court pressure. Long pass to Fritschke. Off to Holloman, slowed up by Rupert. Into the hands of Gerdes. She dribble drives off the window. Good for Madison Gerdes. Five for Gerdes. 2-point lead for the Toppers. What a ball game for the sectional championship in front of a packed house. Standing room only. 2:40, third quarter. Matouche slow walks it into the front court. Sammy on the left wing. Greenville has gone man-to-man. Tester will fire again. Missed it that time. Rupert unable to save it, but is picked up by Gerdes. 2:25, third quarter. A 2-point lead for Hillsboro. Cantrell to the foul line. Leads for Gerdes left wing in the corner to Fritschke. Won it to Holloman. Now Megan. Good position. She turns and missed it. Rebound is off of Hillsboro. Holloman missed another point-blank look. 2:13, quarter number three, 43-41. Hillsboro leading. Greenville has the ball. You can't even hear the whistle in the gym. Cantrell gets it into Fritschke. Three, and the lead. Back rimmed it. Rebound down to Tester. Outlet to Matouche. Sammy into the front court. She will stop, pop, too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Fritschke. 2 minutes, third quarter. 43-41 Toppers. Cantrell weaving her way. Leaves it off for Gerdes. Back to Alley. High post to Fritschke. She will fire from the foul line. Almost banked it in. Rebound Holloman. Her follow, no. And the rebound down to Matouche. Holloman has had a lot of looks. Hasn't cashed them in. Here's Meyer. 15-footer. Around and down for Kylie Meyer. Her first bucket's a big one. 90 seconds for the third quarter. A 4-point lead for the Toppers. And a turnover by the Comets. Picked up by Scroggins. Jay Meyer. 18-footer, corner, way too strong, air ball right to Tester. Claire kicks out to Rupert for three, missed it too strong. Rebound going to be off of Fritschke, it should be Hillsboro ball, it is. Harston and Blankenship in, check that, Reynolds in. Rupert and Tester out. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. 45-41 Toppers, they trailed by 11 early in the second quarter. Meyer will lob out to Matouche. She makes the catch at the foul line. Dribble drive. Contact. No whistle. Shot off the mark. And then Holloman fouled on the rebound. That is the second foul of the half on Hillsboro. A minute 14 for the third quarter. They will get Nakia Harston with her first personal. Into the front court comes Cantrell and the Comets. Way out on the left wing with Gerdes. In the corner it goes to Ibrook. Had it jarred loose by Scroggins, and Jade picks it up off the floor. 11th Greenville turnover. Final minute, third quarter. Sammy thought about the step back three. Finds Scroggins. Jade, left wing to Meyer. Kylie Meyer puts it on the deck. Gets to the right wing. Nice little ball fake. Got the defender in the air. Greenville's gone man here. That ball tipped away off of Greenville. It'll be Hillsboro ball, baseline out of bounds. 43 seconds for the third. Good scene here for the Comets. Riley Pickett will check back in for Greenville. Also, Hannah Simpson returns. Iberg and Cantrell out. A 4-point Hillsboro lead. They trailed by 9 after 1, trailed by 3 at the half. They've taken a 45-41 lead. Meyer looking. We'll have to lob to Scroggins. Jade will let it go into the backcourt and retrieve. She comes back across the timeline. Gets a screen from Matouche. Works right side, cut off nicely by Simpson. Scroggins to Meyer on the baseline. Long two is no good for Emily Reynolds, and the rebound down to Greenville and Gerdes. Outlet to Simpson. Top of the key on the right side of the key to Pickett now. Feeds the block to Holloman, and we have a push on Harston. Second on Nakia, third team foul on Hillsboro. 19.8 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsboro still leading by 4, 45-41. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets and Madison Gerdes. And it goes to Holloman. Out front to Pickett. Back in the corner. Gerdes for three. Missed it. Rebound, though, to Simpson, and she's fouled. Fourth team foul on the Toppers. And they get Jade Scroggins. That is Jade's third. That gets Sheridan Lyrilla to the table. Sheridan, a 5'2 senior, will replace Scroggins with 12.9 for the third quarter. Third foul on Jade. Baseline out of bounds. They get it into Simpson. Dribble drive, and we have a block. A block. That was bang, bang. Reynolds stepped in, tried to take the charge. She didn't get the call. Fifth team foul. First personal foul on Emily Reynolds. The Comet fans applaud. The Topper fans boo. Free throws for Hannah Simpson. The 5'6 junior. Toss off the heel and down. Three for Simpson. Greenville now 6 of 13 from the charity stripe. Rupert returns, as does Scroggins, with 10.6 for the quarter. Reynolds and Lyrilla out. Matouche and Harson on the low block. They must block out on this free throw. Second free throw is short. Holloman gets the rebound, and it's off of her leg, though, out of bounds. Good job by Harson to stay strong in there. 9.5 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsborough will get the final shot, barring a turnover. In it goes to Jade Scroggins. Scroggins into the hands of Matouche with four. Sammy, that is a deep three. Oh, she almost canned it from the volleyball spike line. It was in and out. After three, it is Hillsborough 45, Greenville 43. A trip to the Elite Eight on the line when we come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Money quarter time. You can't ask for much more, folks. 45-43, Hillsborough leads Greenville in the sectional final. Comets have lost just one game all year on this floor to Hillsborough back on December the 6th. Greenville led 21-12 after one. Hillsborough's won the last two quarters, 18-12 in the second, 15-10 in the third, as they took their first lead of the ball game about midway through that third quarter. And with the arrow, the Toppers will get the basketball. Matouche almost buried that volleyball spike line three at the third quarter horn. The roof would have come off this place. Meyer gets it into Sammy, who has 24 tonight, 2,801 for her career. She would love to play on Monday night in the Super. Meyer, left wing, top of the key to Rupert. Down to Harson on the baseline. Little ball fake on Holloman. She's spun out of there, leaves it now for Scroggins. Jade, dribble drive, left hand, fouled. Free throws for Jade Scroggins. 7:41 to play in the ball game. Just the second foul of the half on Greenville. They will get Hannah Simpson with her first. Scroggins has not scored tonight, has not been to the foul line tonight. Hillsborough shot only four free throws, made two of them. Toss off the heel, too strong. Hillsborough normally a good foul shooting team. They did miss some down the stretch in regulation and the overtimes on Monday. This for a three-point lead. Toss, no good. Missed them both. Rebound, though, picked up by Harston. What great hustle from Nakia Harston. She did it again. Out front with Scroggins. Jade Scroggins works left wing, dribble handoff to Meyer. Kylie to the right elbow. She's going to pull up over Holloman, left it short, and the rebound down to Megan. 7:20 for the sectional final. A two-point lead for Hillsborough. Greenville led by as many as 11. Contact, Gertis gets it off to Fritschke, off the window, it's good, we are tied. 17 for Nancy Fritschke. 7:05 for the ball game. 45 apiece, Hillsborough and Greenville. Toppers have the ball. Matouche gets into the paint. Bounce pass, Harston off the window, it's good, and Hillsborough back in front. 47-45. Pickett picked up her dribble in the backcourt, leaves it off for Simpson. Hannah Simpson dumps it down to Fritschke, and it won't go. Gets a rebound, and she's fouled by Harston. Nancy Fritschke is one tough customer. Third on Harston, sixth on the Toppers. The next one puts Greenville to the free throw line the rest of the way. Fritschke, 17 points, 1 of 2 at the foul line. Toss good. Allie Cantrell returns for the Comets, replacing Madison Gertis. 47-46 Hillsborough. Everything we thought it would be and more. Second free throw, Fritschke rimmed out. Rebound down to Harston. Toppers a one-point lead and the ball. Harston leaves it off for Jade Scroggins. Jade into the front court. To the right elbow. Now she pulls it back, finds Rupert top of the key, right back to Scroggins. Jade, bounce pass to Meyer. Kylie leaves it for Harson at the foul line, dumps it down. Matouche off the window. It's good for Sammy. She has 26, and the Toppers lead by three. 6:20 for the ball game. Full court pressure. Right down the middle of the floor, Pickett across the timeline with the pass to Holloman. Here's Simpson into the right corner. foul line. Holloman, she'll fire off the heel. Good block out from Matouche, and the rebound down to the Toppers. 6 minutes for the championship. 49-46 Hillsboro. High post feed to Harston. Sammy goes back door. Matouche, reverse layup. Nope, kicks out to Scroggins. Jade, she puts it on the deck. Meyer on the right block to Harston. Checked by Holloman. Nakaya, bounce pass to Scroggins and out of her reach. Turned it over. Fifth, Topper turnover. Here come the Comets into the front court with Riley Pickett. Hillsboro's man-to-man here. Pickett leaves it off for Simpson. She brings it to the head of the key. Hannah Simpson turns the corner. Left-handed layup. Missed it. Rebound is off of Fritschke, and it's Topper ball. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. What a gutsy effort from Hillsboro here tonight, battling these very talented Greenville Comets. Greenville's 30-1 on the year. That one right here to Hillsboro back in early December. That night, Hillsboro made a school record 13 threes. No such luck tonight. They've only made 5 threes, but, man, they are playing gutsy. Rupert, top of the key, leaves it for Matouche. Sammy at the foul line. To the rim, floats it up, missed it. Rebound is off of Holloman, down to Cantrell. Sammy jarred it loose for a moment. Cantrell, here's Pickett for three, and the tie canned it. Riley Pickett buries the three ball. She has 7, and we are tied at 49 at the 5-minute mark. Rupert into the hands of Scroggins between the circles. Jade Scroggins will work right side, turns the corner. She'll fire 18-footer off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Fritschke, and a foul on Tester. That puts Hillsboro over the limit, and free throws for Nancy Fritschke. Fritschke has 18 points tonight. Greenville is just 7 of 16 at the foul line. 1 in bonus for Fritschke on Tester's first personal foul. Once again, the block out critical for the Toppers. 1 in bonus. Toss good. 19 for Fritschke. Greenville back in front, 50-49. 4:46 for the sectional final. Game has been very well played, very well officiated. Second free throw for Fritschke. Got them both. 20 for Fritschke, a 2-point lead for Greenville, 51-49. Matouche comes across the timeline, gets a screen from Rupert. Sammy back to Aubrey. High post to Tester. She'll fire 15-footer, left it short. Rupert, though, with the rebound and lost it out of bounds. That's Greenville ball. Good job by Hannah Simpson to come over and bother Rupert. 4.5 minutes for the sectional final. 2-point lead for Greenville. Pickett gets it in to Holloman. Off to Cantrell. Alley into the front court. They come with a pass to Riley Pickett. Out near midcourt with Cantrell. Here's Fritschke. Between the circles to Simpson. Left wing to Cantrell. Pickett, top of the key, 4-3. Off the heel, too strong. Hit the rim a second time. Fritschke with the rebound, blocked and fouled. The Toppers have had no answer for Nancy Fritschke on the offensive boards. The 6-foot senior dominating on the inside. 14, Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 4:09 for the ball game. Greenville 51, Hillsboro 49. We'll come back to the sectional final at Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Amazing ball game and atmosphere here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville as Greenville leads Hillsboro 51-49, 4:09 to play in the sectional final, and the Comets have Nancy Fritschke at the foul line. She has 20 points for the Comets. She just knocked down a pair of free throws to give Greenville the lead. Toss, good. 21 for Fritschke. The senior calmly knocking down the tosses. This for a 2-possession lead. Left that one short. Offensive rebound belongs to Simpson. Greenville will reset halfway through the money quarter. That was a missed opportunity for the Toppers. Here's Cantrell on the left wing. Across the floor to Pickett. Riley Pickett, top of the key, right wing to Fritschke now. Nancy Fritschke Cut off by Tester. Rises up. Baseline. Rattled out. Rebound down to Rupert. 3-point lead for Greenville inside of 4 minutes for the sectional final. Sammy Matouche has 26 points. Just two so far in the fourth quarter. Matouche on the right wing. That pass is tipped around and stolen. Six topper turnover. It's a big one. 3:25 for the ball game. Cantrell races into the front court. Cut off the baseline. Off to Fritzky. Down to Holloman. Rises. Middle. Got it. Megan Holloman, her second bucket. She has four, but that is a big shot. A 5-point lead for Greenville. Matouche on the attack, and she was fouled. Just the third team foul. It'll be out of bounds on the baseline for Hillsboro. 3:11 for the ball game. Hillsboro led 49-46, so it's an 8-0 spurt for the Comets. Oh, she throws it off. She did that the other night. Count the bucket for Matouche. They turned their back on Matouche, the inbounder, and she just threw it right off the backside for the bucket. 54-51 Comets. 3-minute mark, sectional final. Simpson got loose with the handle, fortunate to keep possession. Fritschke, 18-footer, missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Quick shot there for the Comets. Here comes Sammy. Matouche, hesitation bounce. She's going to go right at Holloman off the window. It's good for Matouche. She has 30, and the lead is one for Greenville. 54-53, 2.5 minutes for the sectional final. Hillsboro has to play defense without fouling. They are over the limit. Cantrell lost it, but she was able to get it back after it bounced off her foot. Simpson crosses over. Layup, missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Hillsboro can retake the lead. Here comes Matouche. Sammy stops. That three ball is off the mark, and the rebound down to Fritschke. 2:10 ball game, and Colin Dilthager wants a timeout. 2:09 to play in the sectional final. Greenville 54, Hillsboro 53. Back to Toppertown in just 20 seconds. It's been an amazing night here at Hillsboro. The fans have been fantastic. You can't get any more of them into the gymnasium than we have. Max capacity here tonight, and what a ball game we have had. 54-53, Greenville leading. They have the basketball. Matouche had a chance with a three, but he could tell as soon as it left her hand, it was off to the right. Sammy has 30 tonight. Long way to go on this puppy. Greenville was up by 5 just a moment ago. A couple of quick shots, and Hillsboro able to capitalize. Hillsboro has 18 fouls, Greenville just 3. So the Toppers, every foul will send the Comets to the foul line. Simpson will get it into Cantrell. Alley on the left wing to Hannah Simpson. Top of the key to Riley Pickett. Hillsboro's in a zone right now. Fritschke flashes high, nothing there. Here's Cantrell, left side of the key. Leaves it for Holloman. She'll put it on the floor off to Simpson. 108 seconds. Hannah Simpson, a runner, missed it, and the rebound down to Rupert. 100 seconds, sectional final. 1-point lead for Greenville. Meyer for three. Got it! Kylie Meyer! Her first triple. It's 56-54, Toppers. 90 seconds to play. Now Hillsboro needs a stop and a rebound. Pickett, left wing. Matouche almost got the steal. Off the foot of Fritschke into the back court, and that's over and back. It's going to be Topper ball with a 2-point lead and 89 seconds to play. The 12th turnover on Greenville is a big one. Kylie Meyer, what a time for her first triple. She hit 5 big ones in that win in the regular year. In it goes to Jade Scroggins out front. Jade fouled by Cantrell, just the 4th team foul. 1:15 for the sectional final. Winner on to Jacksonville and Illinois College Monday night for a super sectional Elite Eight ball game. Sideline trigger. Meyer gets it into Scroggins. Jade handles out near midcourt. Pocket picked by Cantrell. Huge for Cantrell. Layup, missed it. And the rebound down to Meyer. Good defense there. I think it was Matouche who got back and just stayed put. Forced a tough shot from Cantrell. Now a foul. Just the 5th team foul. 61 seconds to play. Points for Greenville now. You have to force the ball out of Sammy Matouche's hands. Tester out. Emily Reynolds in for the Toppers. Toppers won in triple overtime on Monday against Plains, trying to knock off the second-ranked team in the state here tonight. And it goes to Sammy. Hillsborough into the regular year, ranked ninth in the state. Matouche off to Scroggins as she was double-teamed. Jade on the left wing. Clock running, 50 seconds, and a foul on Cantrell. Greenville's only loss this year on this floor, December 6th, to the Toppers. 51.3 for the ball game. Sixth team foul, so the next one will put Hillsborough to the free throw line. Can they make their free throws down the stretch? 56-54. Kylie Myers' three put him ahead off the right wing. She will throw it in from the sideline. In the backcourt it goes to Matouche. Sammy with 45. She's going to be doubled. Keeps the bounce alive. Gets away from trouble. Now spins away across the floor to Jade Scroggins. 40 seconds for the sectional final. Two-point lead for the Toppers, and Scroggins is fouled with 36 and a half seconds to play. Jade 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight, and you want to talk about pressure tosses right now for the 5'6 senior. This is why you work all summer long. This is why you shoot the foul shots at the end of practice when you're dog tired. Scroggins missed last year with an injury. She was just itching to get back for her senior year. One in bonus for Jade. Toss. Good! A three-point lead for the Toppers. This to make it a two-possession game. First point of the night for Jade's a big one. Number two would be bigger. Toss. Good! She got them both. And we have a timeout. You cannot hear the whistle in this gym. 36 and a half for the ball game. Toppers call a timeout. 58-54 Hillsborough. Back to the sectional final in 40 seconds. Goosebumps in the gymnasium tonight. 58-54 Toppers. They trailed by 11 early in the second quarter. 36 seconds clock running. Comets have the ball down by four. They don't need a three. They just need a bucket, and they need it quickly. Here's Fritschke at the foul line. Spins middle. Tough shot. Missed it. Rebound down to Matouche, and Sammy calls for a timeout. She was fouled by Holloman, but no whistle. Sammy wisely called the timeout. 21.9 seconds. 58-54 Toppers. They have the basketball when we come back to Hillsborough in 20 seconds. Unbelievable. 58-54 Toppers. They trailed by five with about 3 minutes to go. A three from Meyer put them up. Two free throws from Scroggins gave them a four-point lead, and now they will have to inbound in the backcourt facing full-court pressure. Toppers have two timeouts left. Comets have two timeouts left. Rupert gets it in to Meyer. Bounce pass back to Aubrey into the hands of Matouche. Sammy off to Scroggins. 15 seconds. Jade into the front court, and the foul will be given with 12.6 seconds. More free throws for Jade, still one in bonus. She just knocked down two huge ones. A chance to make it a six-point lead. Could Hillsborough do the unthinkable and hand Greenville their only two losses of the season? I don't know the last time that's happened. Team loses two games all year, both to the same team. Boy, huge free throw here. Jim is so quiet for being so packed, and she missed it. Rebound down to Holloman. 10 seconds. They got to go quickly. Here is Cantrell for three. Missed it. Rebound. Holloman's follow. No. Put back. Yes. Clock running. 2 seconds. And Greenville gets the timeout with just 1.9 seconds left. Hillsborough's going to have to get the ball inbounds. 58-56. Toppers lead 1.9 to play. Hillsborough will have to inbound against full court pressure when we come back to Hillsborough in the sectional final in 40 seconds. The 6'4" Megan Holloman will guard the inbounder. Hillsborough's up to the official tells Kylie Myers she can run the baseline. They put time back on 2.4. In it goes to Jade Scroggins, and she is fouled with just 0.8 of a second left. So even if Jade misses, it'll be desperation full court heave for Greenville. Jade, though, can put the Toppers into the Elite Eight with two made free throws. We'll talk to Teak after the game. I don't know. The fans might be rushing the floor. Although I see some administration over there, they might be saying, I don't think so. Got Duffy patrolling the sidelines, although he said he's having shoulder surgery tomorrow, so he might not be in the mood for crowd control. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 8/10 of a second to play, 58-56. We'll come back to Hillsboro in 40 seconds. 58-56 toppers, 8/10 of a second to play, and Hillsboro's Jade Scroggins at the free throw line for the one and bonus. Even if she misses it, it's desperation heave for Greenville. Scroggins, 2 of 5 at the line in the quarter. Toss.
Good.
Best Greenville can do now is tie and force overtime. And Colin Dothay are going to take his final timeout. And if you're Hillsboro here, you might think about missing this on purpose. Just make sure that you hit the rim. As soon as the ball hits the rim, the clock will run. Now, with that said, that is a lot easier to do than it is to say. But I'm imagining that is going through Brett Teakin's mind. Whether he instructs Jade Scroggins to miss the foul shot on purpose or not, I don't know. I'll ask him after the ball game. 59-56. Hillsboro got down 10-2, trailed 21-12 after one, won the second quarter 18-12, won the third quarter 15-10, and they got down by 5 late in the fourth quarter, and they have battled all the way back. A big three from Kylie Meyer put them up 56-54. They haven't trailed since. Their first lead came at the 4:30 mark of the third quarter. A three-point lead, 8/10 of a second. Scroggins, no toppers on the foul line. She missed it. Hits the floor. Clock should be running. Desperation heave. There it is. The toppers have done it. They are Elite Eight bound in 2019 as Hillsboro wins the sectional on their home floor. They mob each other in front of their home bench. Oh, my goodness. 59-56. Hillsboro beats Greenville, the only team to beat Greenville all year long, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, and they did it twice. Hillsboro, sectional champions in 2019. They did it with the three ball in the regular season, just guts and determination here in the sectional final as Hillsboro headed to Jacksonville at Illinois College on Monday night for a super sectional date. And we will have live coverage of it right here on WSMI FM 106. Wow, what an awesome atmosphere. What an awesome night for the Hilltoppers as they knock off second-ranked Greenville 59-56. And good class here from Greenville as they started to walk off the floor to the locker room. They're so dejected, but now they have come back on the floor to watch Hillsboro get their plaque. And now Greenville being recognized over the loudspeaker for their outstanding season, and the Toppers applaud as Greenville's season comes to a close at 30-2. Greenville went 30-0 against everybody not named Hillsboro. They went 0-2 against the Toppers. It's their third sectional championship. They won state in 2006, got to the super sectional in 2007, and now 12 years later, the Toppers are back to the super sectional, and this time it's an Elite Eight date for Hillsboro. Sammy Matouche and Aubrey Rupert take the sectional championship plaque. They hold it high and show the Topper fans. What a night, what a game, what a year for Hillsboro. 59-56. We'll be talking to Brett Teakin. We'll be talking to the Lady Toppers when we come back to Hillsboro High School. The Hilltoppers, sectional champs in 2019. They let the fans storm the floor after the presentation was over and Greenville was off the floor, and boy, did the student section rush the court. Very, very awesome night here. The nets have been cut down. The Toppers are in full celebration mode. A triple overtime win against Pleasant Plains in the sectional semifinal. A come-from-behind win against the second-ranked Greenville Comets in the sectional championship. 59-56 is the final. Kylie Meyer winds up with the game-winning three. It came on the right wing with about 2 minutes to go, maybe inside of 2 minutes, as she buried it to put Hillsboro up 56-54. Jade Scroggins knocked down some big foul shots down the stretch as Hillsborough wins the sectional on their home floor in front of a capacity crowd here tonight. Sammy Matouche finishes with 30 points. She's now over 2,800 for her stellar career. She was the only topper to reach double figures tonight. 9 for Aubrey Rupert, 6 for Claire Tester, 5 for Meyer, none bigger than that go-ahead triple, 4 for Nakia Harston, 3 for Jade Scroggins, 2 for Emily Reynolds. But I'm going to tell you right now, Nakia Harston and Claire Tester might have scored a total of 10 points, but they did work on the boards here tonight. They were huge on the inside dealing with Megan Holloman and Nancy Fritschke. They did a lot of the stuff that will not show up in a score sheet. I know rebounds show up in a score sheet, but the toughness that they use to get those rebounds does not. The position they got, when sometimes they didn't get the rebound, but by blocking out, it allowed another topper to secure the rebound. Just a team effort. And you talk, I know Greenville coming in thought they had to make 13 threes to beat us last time. I've heard them say, if they make 9 threes, we win that game. Tonight, Hillsborough made 6 threes. 4 in the first half, and then 1 in the third quarter, and they win it on a 3 late by Kylie Meyer to put them up 56-54. So the Toppers won in a completely different way here tonight, but oh my goodness, how sweet it is. They are going to the Elite Eight Monday night at Illinois College in Jacksonville. We talked to Brett Teakin after their triple overtime win on Monday. He said, my daughter goes to Illinois College. She really wants us to get there so she can see us play. Well, now she will. The Toppers will be in Jacksonville on Monday night. So will WSMI. We'll have the broadcast right here on FM 106. The game will tip at 7. We'll be live probably around 6:45 Monday night right here on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. For Greenville, a crushing end to their season. The only team to beat in the Toppers, and Hillsborough did it twice, both right here on their home floor. Nancy Fritschke had 21 points for Greenville to lead the Comets. 10 for Allie Cantrell, 5 for Madison Gertis, 3 for Hannah Simpson, 2 for Natalie Iberg, 6 points for Megan Holloman, 1 point for Katie Hutchison. Hillsborough did such a great job of containing Megan Holloman tonight. She had a lot of looks that she just did not put home. And for Greenville, 10 of 20 at the foul line. Missed opportunities for the Comets for sure at the free throw line. And Megan Holloman had a number of looks right at the front of the rim that she did not put down. Now Teak getting surrounded by a lot of the boys' basketball players. Of course, his son Jace on the boys' basketball team, as he is having a good time down there. We're going to take a break. Hopefully when we come back, we will talk to Elite Eight bound Topper head coach Brett Teakin following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here on WSMI. Topper head coach Brett Teakin has made his way up. And Teak, you said it wasn't triple overtime, but every bit as thrilling. My gosh, what a game.
I agree. It was a great game again.
You got down 11 early. Greenville started so fast. In the blink of an eye, it was 10-2. But, again, no panic in your kids.
Well, that's what I told the girls. We called a timeout there, and after the first quarter, I was like, hey, it's just a Piesaw game all over again. Yeah. I said they're shooting. They're making everything they shoot right now. That's going to happen. They're not going to keep it up the entire game. We just got to take advantage whenever they quit shooting so well, and we got to make sure we rebound and make sure we score. So it worked out for us.
Claire Tester, Nakia Harson, they were huge tonight on the boards for you.
Yeah, they both did a great job. They both have motors that don't stop, so we rotate them in. And Macy Blankenship, we wanted to use her size a little bit against Holloman also. And, Claire hit some shots for us. Nakia had a couple buckets for us, plus they rebounded great.
Kylie Meyer picked a good time for her first three of the night, didn't she?
Yeah. You tell a shooter, don't stop shooting.
Yeah.
And she didn't hit some of hers early and stuff like that, but she's going to drop one somewhere along the line. She hit one in overtime against Plains the other night, and then she hit that one to put us on top late tonight. Just a huge bucket.
And I know a lot of people from Greenville, I heard them say, you know, the first time they hit 13 threes, if they make 9, we win. That might be true. Well, tonight, it wasn't the three ball. It was guts and determination that got this victory.
It was defensive rebounding. Early in the game, well, whenever they started finally missing a little bit, we didn't rebound real well. Then we did. And then whenever we had a little bit of a lead and they came back, again, they got an offensive rebound off of a free throw. They got another putback right in there. And we just told the girls, you got to gut it up and you got to get some off or some defensive boards and we'll be fine.
I thought at the half to be down three was a good position because you guys didn't play your best in that first half. I thought it took a little while to get settled into the game in the first quarter, but you never let Greenville get out of sight. You always kept touch with them.
Yeah, after they got up 11, we kept it. We got it down to three by halftime. I felt really good where we were at. We tried to make a couple adjustments on a couple things, switched a couple people on who they were guarding just to give them a little different look a little bit and stuff. And then we were able to, before the quarter was over, take the lead, and then it was just kind of back and forth the rest of the way, and we ended up on the right end at the end.
When you get in games, big games like this, it's always good. Well, it's always good to have the best player on the floor. But certainly in situations like this, when you have Sammy Matouche on your club, you just feel so confident.
Yeah, I mean, they can – we haven't really found her, seen anybody. Well, I can't say anybody, but it just seems like she finds a way. She finds a little crease in a defense here or there. I mean, she had the assist to Kylie Meyer that right. put us on top. She saw her wide open on the wing. She knows what Kylie can do. She got it to her. It's nice to have the best player on the floor.
In the process tonight, she went over 2,800 points for her career.
That's amazing. That is so many points.
It is. And she's got at least one more game to add to it as she winds up with 30 tonight. But, Teek, as you kind of put this into perspective right after it's happened, you've been in this spot before. You won the whole thing back in 06, and you got back to the Super Sectional the following year. But this feels different.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, I was probably about 4 or 5 years in coaching at that time, and you kind of think, well, this is easy.
Right.
And now I'm in my 18th year, and we hadn't been back since 07, and to have a chance to get to the state tournament, it's been a long ride. We've had some really good teams that got beaten sectionals. And this is very sweet right now to be able to get there again after quite a while.
You guys have set the bar high for the next time you host a sectional. You win the whole thing, triple overtime win, and then you beat Greenville. They lost just two games all year, Teek. You beat them twice. They went 30-0 against everybody else. You don't have any sort of magical formula. You just outplayed them two times. But just talk a little bit about the quality of that opponent that you beat here tonight.
Oh, Greenville's a great team. They've got juniors and seniors along their line, their lineup, and they have shooters and Pickett and Cantrell has improved every year she's played. They have size with Holloman inside and Fritschke is really tough to guard, and they're just a great team. And we've kind of had their number the last couple of years, and luckily for us, we had it one more time.
I had someone from Hillsboro tell me over at Piasaw, he just made the comment, they don't match up well with us. For whatever reason, he said, through the years, we have just been able to play them better than a lot of people have. And sports works out like that sometimes.
It's tough with our team to you really have to spread out in a 2-3 zone, and if that's what you're going to play. And in the first half and really a little bit beyond that, whenever they got spread out in that zone, whenever we'd pass to a corner or the short corner, we'd cut through the middle, especially Sammy, and we were able to eat up the inside of that zone because they were spread out so much. Then if they don't spread out, then we got Kylie or Aubrey or Sammy or somebody shooting a three. So it's pretty tough. They went man in the last quarter, and I felt pretty good about it that we'd be able to score enough in the fourth quarter against a man-to-man because that's all we've been seeing lately.
Don't know what your plans were for Monday, but you got to change them now. And your daughter gets to see you play.
That's right. We're going to come up. Actually, she came tonight. She was able to talk to her teacher, and she missed class, missing class tomorrow.
Nice.
So she's going to be able to go home on Monday and watch us in her gym.
Brett, awesome game. It was just a great two games here in the sectional, and we'll see you Monday night, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Brett Teekin, the head coach of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. They are going to the Elite Eight here in 2019. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to some of the topper players following these messages on WSMI. We're going to talk to Kay Hirsch in a moment. You just hold on right there, Emily Reynolds. You're not getting away that easy. Emily Reynolds, 5'8 junior for the Toppers. Your sectional champs. How's it feel?
It feels amazing. We've worked so hard to get to where we are, and I am just so happy for our seniors. They've been wanting this all year long.
It seemed like you guys kind of had unfinished business on your mind all year, and I'd say you finished some of it tonight.
Yeah, definitely. We put every single lick of energy out on that court tonight because we wanted it so bad. We haven't been here in forever. This feels amazing just for our community.
And I think all the community was here tonight. This place was amazing.
Definitely. Our stands were packed. I've never seen this many people in here before.
Yeah, I don't think they could have got another human being in this gymnasium here tonight. And you had to feel that energy when you were on the floor.
Definitely. Like, I had to shoot free throws, and I just tried to drown it out, try and make it sound like music to myself because there's just so many people in here.
And you knocked a bolt down, too.
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
That's what they say.
Well, you proved it right there. And when you're playing on the inside like you do against people like Holloman and Frischke, just talk about the battle that is just the entire game.
You got to really know them as a player and where their strengths and weaknesses are. So we knew that if we got behind their big girl that we could score. So we got an inside and out. We got that on the short, like on the baseline, and passed it back in, and that's how we made baskets because we knew how to get the ball inside and score against a big girl like her.
Emily Reynolds, congratulations.
Thank you.
See you Monday.
See ya.
The Lady Hilltoppers into the Elite Eight, and Claire Tester has made her way up to our broadcast position. And Claire, the 5'7 sophomore, started early, then moved into the starting lineup the last couple games. And Claire, I told Deke when I was talking to him, your rebounding tonight was absolutely huge. Talk about your mentality going into this game, knowing you were up against bigger players like Holloman and Frischke.
I knew I was going to be up against bigger players, so I just decided I need to work harder and hustle. And I knew I was faster than Holloman, so I need to use that to my advantage.
And you certainly did tonight, and I would imagine you felt the energy of this crowd tonight.
I wanted to give a shout-out to the Hillsborough. They are some great supporters. We had a great crowd tonight, and Greenville fans, they had great fans too. And I want to give some credit to Greenville because they put a tremendous game. I mean, all-around great season for them.
Absolutely. You're the only team that beat them this year, and you happen to do it twice. What was the atmosphere like at school today?
Well, that's funny. At the beginning, they played We Will Rock You, the song. And at the seventh hour, they gave us a little speech about beating them.
That's awesome. You know, these are things that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. A night like this, you will never forget it. And have you really processed that you guys are going to the Elite Eight?
Honestly, it hasn't hit me yet.
Claire Tester, congratulations.
Thank you, Tim.
The Lady Hilltoppers are elite in 2019, and looks like Aubrey Ruperter's making her way over here. The Hillsboro's in a good mood for some reason. They're happy. It's strange. It's like you guys won a sectional championship or something. Aubrey, what's it feel like to be a sectional champion?
It feels pretty great.
I've never seen the three-point contest sold out before.
Yeah.
So you knew that the energy was going to be there all night long. And just talk about the start of the game. Greenville started so fast, but there was no panic in you guys.
Well, we usually – sometimes if we get down, we don't let it affect us. So, like, we don't freak out.
Yeah.
So it makes it better, and we just get our heads in the game, and we just have confidence in ourselves.
Sammy's clowning you a little bit.
Yeah, she always does.
As you think back on this game now, you're the only team that beat Greenville all year. The first game, you knocked down 13 threes. You didn't hit that many tonight, but you hit a big one in the third quarter that really got you guys going in that second half. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I got in the gym last night after practice because, I mean, it could have been our last practice, but I was hoping not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just working on my three-pointers and, like, making sure my elbow was locked in so it has good form and stuff. But other than that.
And you guys, the way your season ended last year, losing the first game of the regional, you guys have kind of had that mantra, unfinished business all year, haven't you?
Yes. This year was kind of like our comeback year. We beat every team but one that we lost to last year.
That's impressive. And you still haven't lost to a 2A team this year either, by the way.
Yes.
Aubrey Ruperter, see you Monday night.
See ya.
Aubrey Ruperter of the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers, sectional champions, and Sammy Matouche has a smile ear to ear on her face. And Sammy, congratulations tonight. Just talk about what it was like to play in this game, in this atmosphere, in this type of gymnasium.
Oh, it was insane. Literally, I think I saw all of my math teachers. I saw my English teacher. I felt like I was at school. But our entire community was here. The gym was so loud. I had trouble hearing what my teammates were trying to say to me. And I think that's a great problem to have.
Very nice problem. You couldn't hear the whistle either.
Yeah.
And is it your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy 18th birthday.
Thank
That's
you.
A pretty good present. And the atmosphere tonight was so fantastic. And I was sitting here before the game. You know, we had about an hour between the three-point contest
right.
and the start. And all of a sudden, I hear the topper student section on the stage just going crazy. What's going on? Oh, Sammy's walking by. What is it like when you just walk by and people just lose their minds?
I was just trying to creep by. I ate too much peanut butter, and I left my water up here. So I was just trying to get to the water fountain without causing too much attention.
Good luck with
and
that.
I didn't want to go across the court because Greenville student section was over there, so I tried to be quiet, and they all stood up, and I was like, oh, no.
Not going to be the first time
yeah.
or last time that happens, no doubt about it. You scored 30 points tonight, Sammy, and I don't know, you probably don't realize this.
No.
You went over 2,800
really?
For your career. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That is just so many points. But in a game like this, you needed each and every one of them, but it was your assist
yes.
to Kylie Meyer. Talk about that play to set up Kylie Meyer for the game-winning shot.
I kind of just drove into the lane, and when her defender came down on me, they all kind of converged, and I was like, well, I mean, Kylie's a great three-point shooter. Let's just pass it out there and see what happens.
And she nailed it. Her first three and only three of the night, but what a time for it. You're going to state for the three-point contest.
Yes.
But now you're just one game away from taking your whole team with you.
One more.
And this has to feel so good, Sammy. I've mentioned it here a couple times in the postgame about unfinished business this year, and to get to the Elite Eight, I know there's more work to do,
right.
but to get to the Elite Eight, that is a big deal.
For sure. I feel like we've really like came back from what happened last year, losing the first round of regionals, and that was like very detrimental to us, and I'm going to tell you, I cried a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like we really came back. We had never won. Our barrier had always been that first game in sectionals, and we broke that one, and now we feel unstoppable almost.
That's awesome, and that is a great place to be this time of the year, to have that invincibility feeling to your team. And are you going to be able to sleep at all tonight?
Probably not.
You got to be tired, though. You played every minute.
Yeah. Good thing it's only half day tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Very good deal. And I would imagine there's going to be some sort of massive assembly coming up on Monday.
We don't have school Monday.
Oh, President's Day. That's right. So you'll just lay around all day and then go play an Elite Eight game.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep all weekend.
Yeah, you have earned it. Sammy Matouche, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sammy Matouche of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers scored 30 points tonight in the sectional championship win. And here comes Kylie Meyer. She was the topper of the hour tonight. As Kylie, you hit the game-winning three-pointer. That had to feel amazing when that ball went through.
Yes, it really did, because earlier in the game I wasn't shooting well, and then that just, like, really helped me out.
And just talk a little bit about this game tonight. It was so it was intense.
I couldn't even hear my teammates on the floor. I couldn't hear Coach Teakin. It was hard. It was so noisy in here.
And you might not have advanced in the three-point contest, but you can trade all that. That shot you hit tonight, that's an all-time shot that is going to be talked about for years and years and years in the city of Hillsboro.
Yes. Not making it in a three-point contest was okay with me, because I'd rather just have a team win than an individual one.
And you delivered it tonight. The people tonight, the fans, they were here. The three-point contest was sold out. I've never seen that before
in my
life.
Yeah, I know. I was like, why are they all showing up for this? I don't want them to watch me.
Talk about Greenville and this team. You're the only team that beat them all year, and you did it twice. Just talk about the challenges and how tough they were.
Well, every year we've been in high school, we're like, Greenville's a good team. This is a team we want to beat. And this year we came out, and we knew if we wanted to win the conference, we're going to have to beat them. And then when we knew we were going to have to play them sectionals, we're like, hey, their only loss is to us. We can do it again. And we looked at our schedule, and we had a little bit tougher schedule than they did throughout the year. So we were like, we are experienced for these types of games. We know what to do. We've been in these situations in a few games throughout the year.
And you guys delivered in a big, big way. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
Kylie Meyer, they are headed to the Elite Eight on Monday night to play at Illinois College in the Jacksonville Super Sectional. And Sheridan Lyrilla is going to work her way up here, as the gym that was so packed with about 1,500 people a little while ago is slowly starting to filter out here. And Sheridan, that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I could feel the energy up here. Down there, what was it like?
Oh, my gosh, it was insane. Everyone screaming, yelling. I don't think there was a time that you could hear Teak call a play the whole game unless we were right there during a timeout.
It, just a remarkable atmosphere. And to see all your schoolmates here tonight had to just really pump you guys up even more.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a huge crowd tonight, and over half of our student section was full of the student body, so it was awesome to see all of them here to support.
You know, regional championships are nice, but sectional championships are so special, so hard to achieve. Has it sunk in that you guys are going to the Elite Eight?
Not yet. It still just feels surreal. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so excited.
I can see the smile on your face. And as you look back on this season, I mean, for you, your senior year, what a dream year.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine anything more for my senior year.
Sheridan, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just want to say happy birthday to Kylie Meyer and Sammy.
Perfect.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. All right. Jade, you coming up here? All right. Jade Scroggins is going to come on her way up. And eventually, we are going to talk to Kyle Hirschman of the Journal News of Hillsborough. Oh, we're going to talk to you, Kyle. You're not going to get out of it. Midwest Central will be the opponent. Okay, so no CSE, which I don't think that'll hurt Hillsborough's feelings. And of course, CSE beat Hillsborough in the sectional the 2 years prior. What would be Sammy's freshman and sophomore years? It was CSE who beat him in the sectional semi. So it'll be Midwest Central in the Super on Monday. And Jade Scroggins, what in the world was it like playing in a game like that? My goodness.
Well, at first it was kind of nerve-wracking because of all of the fans and how loud it was, and they were doing chants from the start. But then once I got into the game, we got down from the start. I kind of had, like, that fire in me, like, we are not losing this game. We need to pick it up, change something so we can get in the lead. And then once we started to win in the second half, I was more, like, confident and faithful, and I was like, I knew we worked so hard for it and that we were going to pull through. And oh, it was just like a great feeling towards the end of the game.
Oh, it had to be. Kylie hit the three that put you guys up, but then you stepped the free throw line, a two-point lead, which is seconds to go, knocked down two huge free throws. And I made the comment before you shot the first one, this is why you put the work in the summer.
Yes.
This is why you stay after practice and shoot the foul shots when you're tired. What was going through your mind as you stood there waiting to take that first toss?
The first thing was I had to ignore the crowd. The second thing, I just thought about practice, how we seriously shoot free throws all the time, and it's just the same exact thing. I have to make it go right through the hoop, legs, arch, fall through, just the same thing, and I knew I had to do it. And Sammy just helps me when she talks to me, and I just got to clear my mind, and I know it's just like a mind game.
So she came up and said something to you after you made the first free throw.
Yes.
Words of encouragement, I assume?
Yes. She just tells me that I got it, and she said, good job, you can do it. Put in the next one just like the first one. This is what we worked for. And then towards the end of the game when she talked to me, she's like, hey, I just need one. That's all I need from you, and we got this. And then I made the first one, and I was like, all right, that's what she wanted. Felt confident.
You had to miss last year with an injury. So to be able to come back this year, you're such a key cog to this team. You handle the ball primarily. As you get set now to play in the Elite Eight on Monday, can you even believe that your senior year is going like this?
Kind of and kind of not.
Yeah.
It's kind of going really fast, and I can't believe that, like, our game's on the line. If we lose, we're done. But then also, like I said before, we've put in so much work that I also can believe that it's paying off at this point, and we're just keep pushing ourselves. Everything we do, we know that our season's on the line. So all of our effort, all of our hustle, just everything, we have to do the best of our abilities while we play.
Well, you did it tonight. You knocked off Greenville 59-56. Were you tired after the triple overtime game?
Yes, definitely.
You were glad to see this game not to go to overtime.
Yes, for sure.
Jade, congratulations.
Thank you.
See you Monday night.
Yes, see ya.
All right. Jade Scroggins of the victorious Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers, and now Kay Hirsch of the Hillsborough Journal News is going to sit down. Kyle, thanks for sitting around and waiting for the Lady Toppers to get done. You knew your priorities.
It's my pleasure. You know, I know where I stand in the pecking order.
That's right. Just, Kyle, talk about this game. You're so tied in to this Hillsborough team. And I know for you this has to be really special because I saw a tweet before about how this team has done so much for Grace.
Yeah, they've really, you know, last year they had a night for Grace and they donated a portion, you know, and the seniors especially, Kylie Meyer and Jade and Sammy and some of those have really taken to Grace and done a good job with that. You know, they've really supported my family. As far as basketball players, they're pretty good at that too.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good, didn't it? What a game here tonight. And as we look back on it now, they got off to a slow start, or maybe it was just Greenville got off to a fast start. That was probably it more than anything. But when they were down 10-2, we thought, I don't know. But he called that timeout, 21-12 after the first. But then that second quarter, they won the last three quarters.
Well, and that's what you look at. You look at, you know, they had 12 points in the first quarter. And you know, 9 times out of 10, that's not a bad quarter for them. You know, I mean, they score quite a few points. But, you know, 12 to 15 range is a good range for them. It just so happened that Greenville went out and scored 21. You know, that makes it look not quite as good as it was. But the way they can shoot and, you know, hit threes, they're not out of many games until the final buzzer sounds. So.
And it's interesting, you know, looking back on that first game, they lost three of the four quarters, just won the second quarter 23-7. Tonight they lost the first quarter, won the next three.
Yeah, totally different game.
Yeah.
You know, that one, you know, they just went out and punched them in the mouth early. And, you know, this was a more mature Greenville team. This was, a better Greenville team. You know, a battle-tested team. And it just so happens that Hillsboro this time just happened to get them. You know, I mean, I think this is the type of game that you would see if they played, you know, a half dozen more times. So,
yeah, it's just, you know, they talk about styles make fights. And for whatever reason, the style really seems to tilt in Hillsboro's favor. Greenville is extremely talented. I mean, they were 30-0 against everybody not Hillsboro, but the way that Hillsboro, like you said, can spread the floor with shooters, that's tough against the zone.
Well, and also you saw it allowed, you know, Claire Tester and Nakia Harrison and Macy Blankenship and Sammy, too, for that matter, to get some offensive rebounds and to put those back in. And, you know, those second chance points are killers, you know. I mean, and it wasn't necessarily hard-fought rebounds. It was just, I think they had the Greenville defense spread out on the shooters trying to prevent those threes from coming down, that they were able to get a few easier rebounds.
Just an awesome night. And, you know, the triple overtime game, that now has even more significance, you know. Like, if they would have lost the sectional, that game would have been something. But now when you go on to win the sectional, now that triple overtime game, it goes to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's like a dream for you and me. You know,
yes.
And anytime you know, it's fun to cover any team when they win, but whenever they do so in such dramatic fashion, you know, I think that adds a little extra. You know, me and you are storytellers, basically. So, you know, it really is an just something that these kids will always, you know, remember, and fans too. By the way, I don't think I've ever seen this gym that full. I mean, besides
no.
graduation, you know, that's a big deal too, apparently. But.
Sort of. But I tell you what, though. I mean, I saw kids sitting up in the windowsills. I was expecting to see people hanging from rafters. Like, I couldn't believe how many people were jammed in here.
Well, and that's the thing. I think you could have put 500 more seats in here, and you still had people standing up. So, you know, whenever you have two teams that are this – two communities that are this close in distance, this close in just ideals and you know, conference foes and you know, there's a lot of people that have friends and have relatives on both sides of the fence. So it's just a really neat deal and kind of a perfect storm to have Hillsboro play in their home gym. And I think that, you know, very well could have been a difference maker, you know, just loud tonight, you know, on both ends. Greenville had a really nice student section too. Hillsboro took up a couple bleachers up on the stage, and it's kind of like being at a rock concert.
It had that rock concert feel tonight. It really did. And it had that feel 90 minutes before the game started.
Yeah. So I'm fortunate enough to only live four blocks away. So I did not get here as early as you and some of my other counterparts did. But, you know, you could – I mean, my wife went and picked up food at a local restaurant, and, you know, that's what they were talking about. This, you know, like you said, I think everybody in town was there. I think I've gotten three retweets on my score because everybody was already at the game.
They all saw it.
Yeah, you know, the nobody from Hillsboro cares, you know, about what we're doing on social media today because they were all here.
Well,
so
I saw Duffy walk by before the game. I said, hey, did someone pay the fire marshal off? He said, we don't have one. Like, well, that's good because, I mean, this was an atmosphere in a night for the ages.
Yeah, it was definitely a special moment, and it's you know, one of those things that makes, you know, this time of year and these sports really special. And so often now, you know, it was, even if Hillsborough wouldn't have been in there, it would have been nice for Greenville to not have to travel 6 hours or 2 hours to go play in a sectional. You know, I mean, they probably would rather have not played Hillsborough on their home court, but, you know, still the proximity is awful nice.
And the year the South Central Conference had 6 20-win teams, to have a team in the super sectional, it's fitting. And it's the undefeated conference champion that's there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just look at girls sports in the South Central Conference this year, and they have been phenomenal. You know, we talked the other day, you know, volleyball was extremely good with six to eight teams, you know, over 500, and, you know, five of them had 20-win seasons. Girls basketball has been just phenomenal. You know, Sammy's all-time leading scorer in Montgomery County history.
Over 2,800 tonight.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You know, I mean, you know, and that's what I was talking with Bill Walker beforehand, and he said, how do you stop Sammy? And the thing is, I don't think you do. You have to find a balance of letting her get her 20 to 25 points and stopping everybody else.
And
I'm not sure it's possible.
You hope she misses the bus. That's how you stop.
Yeah.
Kyle Hirschman, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here this evening, and see you Monday night, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you.
All right. Kay Hirsch of the Hillsborough Journal News here joining us as we're going to wrap up our coverage here of the sectional championship game. There was 1,500-plus people in here at the start, and we're down to probably about 25 people left in the gymnasium here tonight. Thanks to Joe Vanzo and his staff. They did an amazing job hosting the sectional tournament all week long. Hats off to the Greenville Comets on a remarkable season. They finished the year 30-2. Unfortunately for Hillsborough, the two both came on this floor to Hillsborough. For the Toppers, they are 28-5, and they are Elite Eight bound. They will be taking on Midwest Central in the Illinois College Super Sectional in Jacksonville Monday night, 7 o'clock, a broadcast you will hear live here on your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. What an awesome night here at Hillsborough. The Hilltoppers beat Greenville for the sectional championship 59-56. For producer Tom Williams, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from a very happy Topper Town.